Hey, Pastor Stephen here. Welcome to the Abundant Springs Podcast. If you haven't already, be sure to check us out online at abundantsprings.church. And now, on to this week's message.
Well, for me, I've always been the type of person that has enjoyed praise songs, you know, singing songs that are loud, that are upbeat, that are glorifying God. These are things that really excite me. And some of it's probably from my upbringing. You know, I'm born and raised Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada. That is my experience. When I go to churches that maybe aren't as much into praise, I have a hard time feeling worshipful in those times, which is probably something that is not a good thing. But for me, praise is a big and essential element of who I am. I mean, I love singing songs like we sing this morning. They just connect with me. But over time, I've started to learn that not everyone enjoys praise. In fact, just this past quarter, as I was writing a paper on Psalm 150 for a class that I'm taking, we had to post in the forums why it is that we picked what we picked to write on. And so as I wrote about how I really love just the focus on the praise of God in Psalm 150, how it's just this big, loud psalm of praise, and how it's just like no real reason is given. It's just in there, and it's just big and loud. We praise God. And I actually had a couple people that then responded to me and said, really? Because I hate that psalm. And I hate churches that are like this psalm. I don't feel like it's genuine. I feel like it's all just fluff and it's all just airy. And I stay away from places that make me feel the way this psalm makes me feel. I was a little bit taken aback. I was like, can people feel that way? Like, I don't like praising? How does that work? And then as time went on and as I interacted with other people, people began to refer to how, yes, you know, I used to go to one of those happy, clappy churches, but then I found something more solemn to go to, something with more substance. And I was a little bit offended. I was like, I have a happy, clappy church. I like happy, clappy churches. What's going on here? And really, what I began to realize is that praise in many people's eyes is almost like a drug. Okay, they look at praising God like a drug. See, they're either going into a church service and they're looking for a fix. They're looking for the next high. Or there's the people on the other side that are looking at all the people streaming into churches looking for their next high, and they're freaking out because there's a bunch of drug addicts. And they don't know what to do with them. Now, personally, I like to think that there's a reason behind my praise. I like to think that when I'm praising God, I am mentally saying, God, because of this, you are great. But the fact of the matter is, there are times in my life when I go and I begin to praise, and I realize that really the reason I am praising is because I want to feel good. That I'm praising not so much for God, but that I'm praising for myself. And I think this is something that maybe we all need to be aware of. We need to be aware of where our praises are coming from and who we're really trying to send them to. Are we trying to send our praises to God, or are we just kind of singing these fun songs because we think they're going to make us feel better? Because we think they're going to excite us. And so in some ways, maybe we can understand the people that say, I don't like these types of churches. I don't like to praise and sing songs like this because they're so empty and they're so fake. And so some people come to this place and maybe they think that because praise, you know, can be something that people use incorrectly, or it can be something that turns people off, that maybe we just should stop praising altogether. They think maybe we should just not do this type of stuff. And in fact, there are people who go places where essentially they keep things low key, and they avoid these types of things because to them it seems disingenuous. It seems fake. But let me tell you, we cannot just choose to ignore something because it's difficult. We cannot choose to ignore praising God because we have to answer questions like, why am I praising? Where is this praise coming from? Will this offend other people as I praise? See, praise is designed and encouraged by God. But he didn't just design praise, and he didn't just encourage praise and then go, but there's no meaning behind it. He didn't say there's no purpose behind praise. No, he made it for a reason. And so today what we want to look at is what is praise? What is it? And how do we praise in a meaningful and God-honoring way? What is praise and how do we do it in a God-honoring and meaningful way? How can we do this? And so today, what I want to do is I want us all to look together at what God has to say about praise. What he has to say about this thing. And so if you haven't already, I encourage you, if you have a mobile device with you, either open up the YouVersion Bible app and find today's message, or you can go to abundantsprings.church/notes. abundantsprings.church/notes, and that'll take you over there too if you don't have the app on your phone. See, God says that we cannot ignore praise. Because we're actually designed to praise God. And as believers, as people that follow Jesus Christ, we need to praise. We are in a position to praise. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 says, "Through him," that's Jesus, "then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name." See, praise is important. Praise is something that we can be doing continually. We have a reason to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. We should be continually acknowledging his name, acknowledging his greatness, praising God. But what is praise? I mean, okay, so it's acknowledging his name. It's our lips moving, right? Well, praise is the expression of admiration, respect, and gratitude toward God as an expression of worship. Praise is the expression of admiration, respect, and gratitude towards God as an expression of worship. And so we're adoring him, we're respecting him, we're looking at him going, "You're amazing, God, and thank you, God, for all that you've done. Praise you, God." Thus far, we've been talking about this series, a prayer for every situation. We've talked about psalms of trust and of lament, and we've talked about psalms of thanksgiving, and today we're talking about psalms of praise. And I think that when we look at this definition of what praise is, the expression of admiration, respect, and gratitude toward God as an expression of worship, I believe that praise is truly a prayer for every situation. Now, I know that there are going to be times where we say, "I am just not in a place where I feel like I can praise God." You know, there's going to be times where lament is what we need to be doing, what we're just feeling, and we need to pour out our hearts to God through lament or through a prayer of trust. But there, in every season, can be a song and a prayer of praise that comes from our hearts. Because maybe you're not feeling all that thankful towards God right now because you're in a difficult circumstance. But you can still admire him. God doesn't change. God is still amazing. You can still respect him. I mean, when you were growing up, even if you were mad at your parents, you still respected them, did you not? Yes, you did. This is a prayer that we can pray in any season, in every season. No matter where we're at, we can praise God. Today, our text is found in Psalm 113, so I invite you to turn there or to just scroll down in your YouVersion app there, and we're going to read this together. "Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? Who is seated on high? Who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord." Heavenly Father, I thank you today for your word. for the message that you have for each and every one of us, Lord, the way that you're going to impact us, the way that you're going to speak into each of our hearts and minds, Lord God. Let us be open and receptive to what you have to say to us. Let us be people who examine the words that are spoken today for ourselves, Lord Jesus. And God, I ask that you'll take these feeble human words that I'm about to speak and that you will make them something worthwhile through the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we read Psalm 113, we see this psalm that says praise the Lord a whole lot. But it doesn't just say praise the Lord. It also gives us little tidbits of what it is that we're praising God for. Right, we understand that God does this and God does this and God is like that. And then we praise God for it. And see, what I notice here is as the praise is going to God, you notice it is focused on God. It's not focused on just me, but it's this expression of God, you're worthy of admiration. God, you're worthy of my respect. You have my gratitude because you are a great God. We praise you, God. And see, what I want us all to learn here today is a question. I want you to ask yourself, am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? Am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? Because when we praise God, we are praising him by expressing ourselves to God. We're not praising God because it makes us feel good. We're not praising God because we want to get recharged for the week ahead. We're praising God because it is who we are as his creatures, as his children. Now, does that mean that praising God, if it makes you feel good, is a bad thing? No. But see, praising God, feeling good, praising God, energizing us, praising God, building us up, these are byproducts of praising God. The reason we praise God is to express how we feel to God, about God. Am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? Am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? How do you feel when you worship God? What are you doing when you worship God? Is it really something that is coming from deep within, or is it something else? What is it? And so as we praise God, there's a few things that we can pull out here, a few things that we can learn about our praise. The first thing is that praise should have a reason. I mean, what's the point of praising if with absolutely no purpose in your mind, you're just like, praise the Lord? I think that's almost one step away from taking the Lord's name in vain. I mean, you have no thought behind it. You have nothing there. It's meaningless when we say words meaninglessly. See, when we praise God, there should be a reason behind it. Let me illustrate it in this way. Let's say that when you were a kid, you were playing a sport. I'm going to say baseball because that's what I played, and I like baseball. So let's say that as a kid, you're playing baseball, and you finish the game, right? You finish the game, and you're sitting in the vehicle with your parents, and your parent looks at you, and they said, you did a good job today. Now, compare that to, oh, wow. You know what? When you got up to bat that one time and you hit the ball, that bat, it just connected with the ball and it flew. I've never seen you hit that hard before. It was amazing. And yeah, he caught the ball, but that was an amazing play on his part. That was an awesome hit that you did. And then there was that play in the field when they hit the ball and nobody thought that anybody could reach it. And you did this amazing backhanded play, turned the double. I mean, that was awesome. Good job. Now you tell me which of those is praise and which of those is just lip service? Which of those really seems like it's coming from the heart? Is it the one where it's like, you did good, you're pretty awesome? Or the one that's like a play-by-play of things, I was watching it, I saw what you were doing and it impressed me. I admire what you did. See, praise should have a reason, because praise without a reason, I mean, we can praise without a reason, sure. But I think that very quickly we can start to move off course if we don't have in our mind the reason why we're praying. Who we're praising? Who is it that we're praising? Because I know if you're like me, sometimes we come to church And we start to sing these songs, and the words are up there on the screen, and we're just reading the songs. We're like, I like this song. And if somebody were to ask you, so really, like, what was that song about? Like, what about God were you praising just now? You might go, I really like that song. But why? What? The beat was really good. It made me feel good inside. And see, am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? Am I zoning out during worship, or is there actually something behind my worship, behind my praise? When I pray prayers to God, and I as a good Christian decide, you know, I'm going to start off by giving thanks to God and praising God for who he is. Is it something that's just become rote? That's just become something that we do absent-mindedly, where we throw out, God, you're great and you're awesome and thank you for everything that you've done. Now I'm going to pray the way that I actually want to pray. Right? Am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? So praise should have a reason. There should be something behind it. Praise is also often specific. I mean, look at Psalm 113 here. I call this fairly specific. You know, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Why? The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Okay, but why? Well, he raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap and to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. That feels like there's a reason, and it's fairly specific to me. Now, let me go back to the baseball illustration and bring this across a little bit more. Okay. Praise without a reason is, you did a good job today. Praise with a reason can even be, you know what, you hit the ball really well, and you really, you know, you fielded well too. Good job. But specific praise is like we talked about there, isn't it, where you noticed the things that were done, and you praised the person for what it was. Amazing job. Good job. Can you imagine if we approached God this way? God, when you did that thing, that was so amazing. God, the fact that I'm not alone, and in that time that I was down in the depths and I felt like there was nothing left, you raised me up, God, and I've said thank you, but I just got to say, that is an amazing, that is reason to praise. And so are you praising to feel, or are you expressing how I feel? Praise should have a reason. Praise is often specific. And praise should come out of a relationship. Again, if you have no relationship with someone, if you have no experience with someone, Joshua actually asked me as I was practicing my message today, he asked me, okay, but why, what do you mean? Why should praise come out of a relationship? Like, who cares? And so I told him, I said, well, let me ask you this. Which one would mean more to you? Dad coming to you and saying, you're an awesome kid, and I really appreciate you. Or someone that you've never met before just randomly coming up to you and going, you're a pretty awesome kid. I appreciate you, and walking off. Which of those has more meaning behind it? See, there's more meaning when there's relationship. There's more meaning when there's something that has actually been experienced between two people. And so if we have no relationship with God, if we maybe prayed a prayer when we were younger and then over time we've just kind of walked away from it and we think, oh, I'm good, I'm fine, then where's the relationship there? What are we drawing from? What experiences are we drawing from? Because if God is over there and we're over here and we live our life separately, we're going to have a really hard time saying, you know, God has impacted me in this way and that way. Praise should come out of relationship so that there is something there, some substance there, some shared experience that you have as you go before God. And so let me ask you today, how is your relationship with Jesus? Well, I'm fine. I'm at church. I'm good. Look at all the people that aren't at church. I'm really good. Okay. But showing up on a Sunday doesn't necessarily mean that your relationship with Jesus is where it should be or where it could be. And so where's your relationship with Jesus? When you come before God and you praise him, how deep and rich of a relationship is that praise coming out of? How much experience of Jesus do you actually have? Let me tell you what happens when your praise changes to something substantive like we're talking about, when your praise has a reason and when it's specific and when it comes out of a relationship. Here's what happens. Your praise becomes richer and it becomes deeper and it begins to transform who you are as a person. And I'll tell you why it does that. It's because suddenly your focus is not so much on yourself. Remember, am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? When we praise in such a way that expresses how I feel, there's a power there because suddenly, yes, I feel this way, but I feel this way because of God. Because God. And so all of a sudden, it's not so much about me. It's not so much about this song I like and, oh, I couldn't worship today because they sang that song. I couldn't worship because it was rock and roll and I prefer pop. You know, it's no longer about ourselves. It's no longer about our styles. It's no longer even about the songs that are sung because the songs are just a tool to help us enter into a place of praise and worship to God. And begin to usher up to him the way that we feel. And so as we do that, we're like focused on God, looking at God. God, I praise you because. And as we do that, we draw closer to him in relationship. And as we draw closer to him in relationship, we have more reason to praise. And so as we praise with more reason, we praise deeper and richer. And we're transformed more because our eyes stay on God more, which then causes us to enter into a deeper relationship with God because our eyes are on him more. Do you see where I'm going here? It becomes this cycle of praise, where we can grow closer to God and learn from him. And so this morning, I want to ask you, would it change our opinion of praise if we began to praise in a way that had more meaning behind it? Would it change our opinion of praise if we began to actually give a reason? To actually praise out of a relationship that we have with Jesus. Would it change our approach to praise if suddenly the songs that we sing on Sunday are not just our favorite song? The song that makes me feel good. I really want to dance. Yeah, there's no chains on me. Woo! And if it became something that it was like, wait a second, I have no chains on me because of what Jesus did for me. I have no chains on me because I am truly free and I've experienced that freedom. Wow, what a reason to pray. I'm going to sing this song with all my heart because my dead religion is gone. There's no more chains on me, but I am free. When we sing the song at end of service today, our God is greater. What I want you to do is I don't want you just to say, ooh, I love this song. It's been a while since we sang it. I want you to really think about, even if you don't sing it first and you just sit there looking at the words as they go by and begin to pray a prayer of praise. But allow yourself to become praiseful. How would something like this affect your relationship with God if your praise became something that had something behind it? And so ask yourself, am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? Is what I am doing, is what I'm singing, is what I am praying, is what I am speaking coming from some experience that I have with God or some experience that I've seen out there in the world that God has done? And me saying, God, you're great because of that. I admire you. I revere you. I respect you. Or is it just you saying, you know what? I've had a really hard week and I really need to get together with some Christians and I need to sing some praise songs and really just get fired up. Because getting fired up should be something that is a result of our praise to God and not the goal of our praise to God. Am I praising to feel or expressing how I feel? And so here's an exercise that I want you to do this week, if you're willing to do praise this way. I want you to think of three things about God that have positively impacted or deeply impressed you and praise God for them. So next time that you go to pray, maybe this is what you do. And instead of going, okay, so let's go through the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, let's pray for all the things I want. Instead, why don't we take some time and let's think. What are three things, God, what are three ways that you've really impacted me, that you have deeply impressed me? What are those? And just write them down and think about them for a bit. And then enter into prayer and begin to praise God for those things. Make your prayer specific. Make it come out of a relationship, out of the experience that you've had with God. Make it more specific than, oh, because of Jesus, I'm saved. What is the expression of that in your life? How has that changed you? How does that make you feel? Make it as specific as you can. And then praise God. Praise God. Will you join me in praying this morning? Heavenly Father, Lord, I praise you for the way that I hope that you are working in people's hearts and lives right now. I praise you for the way that you've been working in my heart and in my life as I have been speaking this and as I've been writing this message, Lord God. I thank you that your Spirit can help us examine our own hearts, can show us the places where maybe our praise isn't what it could be. And Lord, also that you'll help us to not be in a place of feeling condemned where we think, oh man, like all this praise that I've done throughout my life is so useless, because we're still praising you. But God, that we will begin to enter into something more full, something richer, Lord. Lord God, that our praise will be an expression of how we feel about you and all that you've done. There'll be something genuine and powerful, and that it'll change the way that we impact with our families. Lord, that'll change the way that we impact with our community, and it'll change the way that we interact with the world. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Maybe you're listening and you've been seeking Jesus for a while, trying to make sense of who he is and what he's all about. I want you to know that God, in his infinite love, has been pursuing you. God wants to have a life-giving relationship with you, but the fact is that every person is born with a rebellious heart and is separated from the life that only comes from a true relationship with their Creator. So, God did something magnificent. He knew that we could not repair the broken relationship ourselves, so he came to us. And we're told that while we were still sinners in active rebellion against God, Jesus Christ died for us. In John 3:16, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." So, if you're ready to have that newfound life through a relationship with Jesus, I'd like to invite you to pray a prayer with me, confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Master and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead. As you dedicate your life to following Christ Jesus, you will receive forgiveness for your sins and you will be adopted into the family of God. Let's pray. God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I'm trusting in your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior. I believe that his death and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my Master and my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and forgiving me. Help me to leave my old ways behind and to live as you would have me live from this time forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer from your heart, I want to welcome you into the family of God. Your next step is to connect with a local church so that you can be shown how to grow in this new relationship. I'd love to help you with that, so if you made that decision today, please send me an email to pastor@abundantsprings.church. That's P-A-S-T-O-R at abundantsprings.church, and I'll be sure to follow up with you. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week for more Bible-based encouragement.